Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Grey's Anatomy After Show. We are talking about Season 13, Episode 3, I Ain't No Miracle Worker. We'll be right back with more.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wow.
Yes.
Grey's Anatomy, it's been so long. Oh. I'm so excited to be back. Hi, everybody. I am Kelly, and I was gone on a little break from the after show, but I am back and excited, and this season is on fire.
Yes.
And joining me on the panel
is Shannon Bobo. Yeah, so Haley is going to be, she's going to be back next week if
there
you guys
will
look
be
for
more
Haley.
Of us. There will be three.
It'll be all three. The three of us will hold this season down, season 13, just the three of us.
Yes, it will be, and there's a lot of threes going on. There's a whole love triangle again. We always love those on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of threes, and we were talking about this earlier, the most exciting thing of the night is Arizona's back.
Yes,
Arizona's back. She's happy. She's bubbly, her bubbly self. And I like that she made reference to Callie being in New York and things are going well with Sophia and she likes her school. So that was a cute
And she little. Has a huge bedroom. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys got money living in New York with a huge bedroom for a little girl.
Yes.
So they're doing okay. The kids are all right. But in TV, people always have huge apartments in New York.
Oh, for
I'm
sure.
like, now
I don't
you know they live in a closet.
I know. It's like, how do they afford it?
Exactly.
They actually have more than one bedroom.
Yes, I know. That's amazing.
But it was a great episode. It was a great episode tonight. You know, we visited a lot of different storylines, but I think the thing, and we had talked about this a couple seasons ago, when the show had kind of lost its luster when it came to the actual medical situations. Like, it was kind of focusing so much more on the doctors and not so much what was happening in the ER. And that's changed a lot over the last couple seasons. It's kind of got back to the beginning. And tonight was a perfect example of that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, back to the meat.
It was. This accident was insane. I mean, they run into a funeral procession.
I know. It's so much so that everyone was like, well, wait, I need to see this. Warren wanted to see it. Kepner wanted. They're like, wait, it can't get any juicier than this as a doctor. That I have to experience trying to take care of people and
ramming into a funeral, like dead flying. I mean, that's horrible.
It is
Can you
terrible.
Imagine, like, the whole family is in the hospital going to bury a family member? You end up in the hospital, broken bones and everything, and then come to find out
it's
this poor
sister.
Family. It's the sister that the
little
estranged
sister.
Little sister.
Yeah, the kid sister who always gets into trouble. Miss Drama Mama herself.
Shows up pregnant.
Yep.
Broken pelvis, and she's the one that crashed into them. How fast was she going around that corner?
She needed to get there. So she's just probably always running late, typical little sister stuff. Kid sister. Like, all the kid sisters always get into trouble. There's always one person that's crazy in a family, and she's probably it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that's what they were saying. She's the bad one, the screw up, the one that kind of always does everything. And I have to say, that whole storyline had me tear up a few times.
Yeah,
I was getting it was pretty
intense.
A little teary eyed for a couple of those, and kind of makes you think about everybody has, no matter the size of your family, I feel like, there's that one person who can frustrate you so bad, and then, you can be angry, and then when you think about it, when the bad, it's unfortunate that, people come together when something bad happens, that it always takes something bad.
But, exactly.
But I think this, though, took the cake, because I can't imagine going through what this family went through.
Yeah, it was kind of a lot, but believe it or not, there's Edward's mention is 38 families who've experienced this since, I believe their numbers. Like, they may be wrong, but they have enough researchers on a show to really know if that's really the
case.
There's only been 38 families that have experienced somebody actually dying on a table and then being able to be revived. So that's pretty.
You but not even revived. That? It was they tried to revive her. She died, and then she woke up, an hour later.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They were trying to revive her.
Well, she was
45 minutes,
and then after 20 minutes, she just woke up again.
It's nuts.
And it's no, I heard her. I felt her squeeze my hand. They were like, no, lady, that was just tremors from a dead person. She's dead. We coded her. Like, she's gone.
But so. I mean, I loved that it actually came together that way.
Because
I was kind of bummed if it was going to be both parents died, and then the poor sister, she's going to be accused of killing her mother, and then it's going to just be even worse.
Yes.
And they did give you a little bit of that, but I'm glad that it actually, thanks, Shonda, turned into a happy ending.
Yes.
For as much as it could be.
It could have been a lot worse, for sure.
Absolutely.
But then here we are. And I love that the family helped drive the other storylines of like getting along with your siblings. Right. I like how Amelia stepped up and was like, "No, you guys need to get it together." And da 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 da. And she just started preaching to everybody. Miss Wifey, getting her shit together.
Yeah, well, because you know she was that sister.
Yeah,
so I felt like that was a very personal case for her because you know watching all of them, she was the kind of like this grew up and with all of her problems and all of that.
I
think she always felt that way, and she always felt like people were judging her. And I'm so happy to see her in such a more positive place.
Yes.
And not so down on yourself. I mean, people make mistakes and things happen, and she was able to pull herself out. And now she, you know, she was really scared of her relationship, and now she's happy.
Yeah, she seems really at peace right now.
She's loving life.
But we know the shit is going to hit the fan soon for her, because she's one of those people. She's a stepper. She caught it herself. So we'll see.
She's really happy with her Dirty Married sex.
Yeah,
so,
she likes it. Oh yeah, that was cute. And she said, "Well, you just turn over and it's just there.
You
and
don't I'm even like, have to drive anywhere. It's just right there."
I was like, "I'm so jealous of that." I was like, "If that's the reason to get married, sign me up. Who wants to marry me? I'm single. Like, come on, guys."
Well, and apparently, married sex is a lot dirtier than anyone thinks. According to Amelia.
Well, those two hot people. I just feel like hot people sex is always better than everybody. That's what I at least like to envision, especially because they're both really good looking people too.
But it's really funny when she's talking about it, and Maggie is so frustrated.
Yes.
She's so frustrated. She's so upset. She just wants she just wants to get some action with Riggs. And
it's not going to happen. And according to Meredith, it was a good thing that she missed out on. And he's like, "What? So you are still..."
I know. She's like, "Can you stop doing all of that?"
Yes.
He's like, "Well, I don't understand what all this is."
Can you just have bad breath and like just be a jerk?
Yeah. The hotness he exudes, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And which he is. Does. He's a very sexy guy. Like
I didn't see it at first. It took me this season. I get it. Like the first few episodes, I was like, "Oh, I see what they see now." Maggie helped me see that because I didn't see it before.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. I'm giving him a second look. I did this with Riggs. I'm like, "Oh, I see where all of this." I see what that is now.
Yeah. No, it's good. And then we see a little bit more of a sensitive side from him too sometimes. And, you know, his interactions with Meredith, like we can see why they're attracted to each other.
Yeah.
They both have tragedy in their past that they're trying to overcome. And they're stubborn and stuff in a way that I think complements them. But the thing that I don't like, and this is what Meredith continues to do for all of these seasons, is I don't understand why she just can't ever be honest with anyone about anything ever. Like, why?
Just
tell
fear.
Me, why? Why?
It's her way of being strong. Like, she has a stiff chin, and she doesn't like to really deal with things, really. But she deals it internally. She's more of an internal.
But it's just mean. Like, it's mean.
It is. Like, I agree.
Instead of just going to your sister when she's in the very beginning, you know, at the last season or the very first episode of this season, and just, you know, throwing it out there. And it's like, "I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. Like, this is how it is." You know,
it's her way of protecting her sister. She thinks she's helping people by doing this.
Yeah.
People who withhold information, they actually think that they're helping her. Because
you're not.
She's actually being mean. It's true. You're not helping anybody. She actually thinks that she's helping her in a way to... but she's withholding from herself too.
Well, because
if she would just be honest, Maggie would get over it, and then she would be able to get with Riggs. But at the end of the day, it is mean. But when you're a person like that, you really do honestly believe that you're helping everybody by not saying anything.
Well, and he's just as bad if he's going to go along with it. But if he, like her idea, go out with her and just be awful instead, make her not like you.
That's kind of mean.
Like, that's even more mean, I think, because it's, you know, putting...
She's complex. That's why...
It's silly. Meredith, you need to stop it.
Yeah,
like,
just
that's enough.
Stop it. Just quit it.
Just, and I like that he's just like, "Let's just throw it out. I mean, whatever. Let's just be open. Let's just do this." She's like, "No."
So they can roll on over.
Yeah, so, but of course, we need that little bit of drama. So it's obviously going to continue.
Yes, exactly.
The previews from last week totally
Misguided me. They do that a lot, though, with Grey's previews, because I thought it was going to be a full-on love triangle. I was waiting for that. But instead, we just got a little bit of action, little innuendos and conversation happening around it, but no real action as far as, like, where it's going to put us for. Because maybe next week we'll get a little bit more. I hope so, at least. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I hope so, too. I want to just kind of see a little bit more of how long that she thinks that she can kind of keep it up. Because he's not really being shy about the way he's looking at her, kind of like how he's talking to her.
And once you have that connection with somebody, you can't. They have chemistry.
You can't help it.
They have very good chemistry.
They do.
That's just like that kind of...
And that pent up, you know? Yeah. It's only going to get worse.
And Meredith's used to that pent up, you know, chemistry thing going on.
Well, and I think that's what she... I think she kind of does it in a way, too, because she likes it. I feel like that's her thing.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
She likes being secretive. That's what makes it fun and exciting and interesting. And I think that that's another reason why I feel like it makes it kind of mean, because she looks at it as kind of a game to me. Like, I feel like I don't think she'd be that into him if Maggie wasn't.
Really?
I don't know. I feel like she just kind of likes...
No, I disagree with that. I think she really does like Riggs, but because she loves her sister, and she does, she's not gonna... That's the reason why she's not proceeding with it.
But she is, though. Because she is. She's not saying that she's not going to. She's just saying, I can't right now until Maggie gets over it.
Okay.
So she's not... But, you know, so she's not...
She's protecting her sister, though, in a way.
I don't know if I really believe that.
Really?
Like, I know that Meredith loves her, and I know Meredith loves people, and she does. But also, she's pretty selfish. And she kind of does what she wants to do, how she wants to do it, when she wants to do it. And I'm not, I mean, whatever. And I think that they have a lot of chemistry. I would love to see them together. I just don't like the way she's going about it. And I feel like if she did
love
her
sister... How
would
you go about it, then?
Well, it's like you... I mean, at this point, you just have to have a conversation.
Okay.
And when Maggie was talking to her so much, before she even did anything, before she even said anything, you know, as your sister, and because she wants to get out there and date, and they've been pushing her to do it, and all these things, she should just say, you know, hey, here's where my head's at. This is what I'm thinking about. And then it,
but you know, she's not going to do that.
No, Meredith, I know.
Meredith is who she is. She's not who she's not. This is the way she handles things, by not handling it.
That's right.
By taking a back seat, by letting it ride. You know, that's just her. That's her MO. That's just her motivation.
Just as a fan of her character, it totally frustrates me sometimes that it's just, there's no evolution there.
Okay.
Like, she can't get to a point where she's just, I mean, doesn't that get so exhausting?
It is exhausting, but it's also a good storyline.
No,
where will we go then?
I don't know. It's a great story. Like,
so
I get
it.
So
she likes that drama. She lives for that intense, like, pent-up emotions where she can't be with the man that she wants, because at the same time, she's still mourning Shep.
Or maybe she uses it as an excuse.
That's true.
You know, maybe it's that too. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's... all I know is it's getting us talking about it.
No, it absolutely is.
And I wonder what you guys think about it. I can't wait to hear... I can't wait to see... I've been reading all the YouTube notes finally, and I was like, oh, yes, I love this. I love the conversation that keeps going on. Some people are annoyed with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that annoyed by her. I think she's adorable. It's kind of annoying. She's adorkable to me.
Yeah,
she's cuter and cuter every episode.
She doesn't annoy me. I actually like her a lot more now than I did when her character was first introduced. I feel like she's kind of coming into her own. I feel like she is a little bit kind of dorky, for lack of a better term, where she still is a little kind of trying to find her way and get her footing with everyone and just within herself and all of that.
But I kind of, because she's confident when it comes
job.
To work
yes.
and everything, but when it comes to men, she just loses her shit.
Yeah.
She can't put it together. I'm like, girl, if she operated with men the same way she operated with work, I don't know. Actually, I was like, wow, that'd be a little scary. So maybe it is cute that she stays adorkable.
Yeah, like, I think she's trying to find that good balance. And she is kind of acting, you know, she's acting like, you know, and she's younger than them. And then that's kind of showing and coming
through.
But
point.
I like it. I mean, I like it. She's totally the little sister.
She's really the little sister, though.
Yeah.
And adorable this year. I like the way she's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Last episode when they were saying that she has the apple butt, I'm like, oh, and she's taking care of herself. Good for her. She's trying to catch a man right now.
Yeah,
so if it won't be Rick,
somebody
will be getting on that. Someone will get her. She's gorgeous.
No, she is.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, like, that whole dynamic is cute, and Amelia getting in and trying to bring them together to figure themselves out, I think, is great. So that should be settled for a minute. But this whole thing with Alex.
Yeah.
So first off, before we even get into what happens, like, what is your opinion
on Alex
and kind of the situation? I'm curious.
Well, I'm still upset with him, and I think he should get some sort of punishment. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to soften up on the actual punishment. I don't know if he should spend any jail time, but he needs to really feel, and I think he's, this week, I felt like he felt it, because mm-hmm. he couldn't be, him and Kepner, just kind of, she can't be in surgery for another reason than him, you know, because she's physically unable to, but it's like watching his anxiety, it's starting to really catch up with him. Mm-hmm. His behavior brought him to where he is now, where he's not able to perform surgery in the ER, and they were doing a play-by-play like it's the Super Bowl. That was, for the first time I saw him really gathering what he did and why his punishment. That's a perfect way to punish a man like him.
Yeah.
He's starting to feel the repercussions mm-hmm. of his actions, and he's not able to help it, and I love how Arizona pointed it out. Mm-hmm. I needed my number one team on here. Mm-hmm. You weren't here because you messed up.
Yeah.
I like the way she handed him the business.
Yeah.
She was just like, look, like, you know, so I like how he's not getting away with it, really. This is the first time I feel like he's been a little rat, and this is the first time, like, he's being held by his little tail.
Yeah.
So he can't get away with the things.
Well, and I think, too, he's also coming back more to face it. And
yes.
I like that. I like that. I mean, we've seen his character grow a lot since the beginning of this mm-hmm. series.
That's true.
And I like that that's what he's doing, that he, you're right, he's, as much as he wants to kick and scream and not, doesn't want to hear it, and nobody does. Who likes to hear their mistakes pointed out to them over and over and over by everyone? Everybody's mm-hmm. got an opinion, everybody's, but it's that severe. He needs to understand that what he did is really that bad.
Yeah, I'm capturing the fact that he's the man in the mirror looking at his stuff, mm-hmm. or like if a puppy goes poop in the living room, it's like, you point, like, no, not in here, outside. So I feel like he's finally getting a little bit of that, and this is the first time I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, he's starting to really feel it,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see any interactions with him and DeLuca this episode,
but I don't think it
was kind of like, their interactions was through Arizona, and DeLuca, like, I like the way he just said, look, I know that's your boy, mm-hmm. what do you want to do?
But I love the way that she handled that too, because that's a very tough position to be in. How do you take sides there? You know, yes, that is like her, you know, someone that she mentored, that she built to be this great surgeon that she is very, very fond of. And then here's this friend of hers who's young and, you know, on his way to do great things.
Yes.
And he really didn't do anything wrong.
No.
How can you be mad at him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could have died. He could be blind, like all of these things, because Alex didn't read the situation or
exactly.
whatever was, you know, it's why you got to stay out of other people's business.
Ooh-wee. I know. He was like, I guess that's the last time I'm staying. But
how
he got a better storyline because of that. I'm so horrible for thinking. I'm like, well, I know he's laughing because I can look at his fine butt every single week.
Oh, yeah.
So
even with the Band-Aid on his nose.
Like, he's just a wounded soldier.
I know. But
he's
I did,
so
like,
cute.
I felt really bad for him when he was talking to Arizona. He's like, you know, everybody's mad at me. They don't say anything, but I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing I think she could have done was what she did, which was just give him a hug. And it's really, I don't feel like it's the case. I think everyone's mad at the situation for all different reasons,
mm-hmm.
and not really him specifically. Like, everybody's more mad at Alex. Like, he knows better.
I just feel like the family, the funeral family, it mirrors the whole show.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love how I was like, this is exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Karev is the girl in the troublemaker. That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's her.
The troublemaker.
Yeah,
oh, the can't little, get it
and
together.
And Amelia's a little bit of that, too. So
mm-hmm.
it's just, we see that. And we have the angry brother. That's mm-hmm. Bailey.
How dare you? Yeah. Yeah.
I love Bailey this week, too. She's just, because she's such a strong character, strong
mm-hmm.
woman, and she has to lead at work, and she's like, I don't want to have to do everything all the time. I don't want to always have to be the backup. And I love their relationship
and how
they were able to come around. He gets to be the man at home now.
Yeah.
And I love the way he did the bad cop with such a gentle whip, but the little kid heard it loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. There was no screaming, yelling, I'm going to show you in real life what happens when you act like that, when
the
you
poop
do
on
that.
The floor again.
Yep.
A little puppy with the poop on the floor.
It was like such a, it was a little extreme.
It was.
But it was, you know, that's what he needed.
He was shaken to his core.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then
I don't want to go to jail.
And Bailey was looking at him like side eye. She was like, She said, I like this deputy on you. Whatever she said, I thought it was like, so why don't we deputize you?
Deputize you earlier.
Yeah. That was really adorable. And I just like that. And it was a really good episode. I'm looking forward to so much more. I mean, what
do we think about Joe? Like, what do you think about Joe?
She's kind quiet.
Of, like, her whole role in all of this. I mean, essentially, like, you know, she's married. Nobody knows yet. Like, that's still kind of, like, hanging in the balance. And, you know, the way that she's...
I hate to say it's punchable, but it's... I mean, because of everything she's been through. Yeah. But it's kind of punchable. Like, you know, if you just stood... None of this would be happening if she was just talk about fessing up.
Right.
She's like another... She reminds me a little bit of Meredith in that way. Mm-hmm. Like, just withholding information.
I agree with that. I feel like they are very similar in their personalities and the way that they handle things that they just don't...
Stay quiet.
They don't handle them.
Mm-mm. They're just like, I'm just going to turn a blind eye to it until it percolates. Like, pretend like the fire isn't going on in the backyard until it gets to the house. It's like, oh, shit. I got to... put this fire out. That's how they handle things instead of dealing with stuff.
So I'm curious to kind of see where that goes.
Me too.
Yeah. But April and Jackson. April
Cute.
Is a happy mom, but she's a bored mom.
Yeah. She's like, it's a miracle, but it's only so many times you could look at a miracle. I was like, I wonder how this is how actors feel once they win the Oscar. They're like, okay, now what do I do
now
with
it? Now I need something else.
Yeah, but that's what I kind of sense. Like, you know, whenever you get something, you're just like, okay, but... Okay, I've been to Disneyland. What? This isn't fun anymore. You know, she's.
I mean, she brought her baby to the hospital, to the emergency room. She was gonna really take the baby in there to go look at all those broken people.
And she's like, I know I'm supposed to be looking at. That was adorable. She's like, but look. That's her purpose in life. Uh-huh. I love the fact, like, she acknowledges the fact that her body is making food for its baby. She's like, I know that's dope. I know that's awesome. But her purpose in life, once you find, that's the beauty about finding your purpose. I love the way it was written because that's so true about once you find your purpose in life, you cannot not do it. It's like, you know, like a baseball player is like, got a hurt leg. I can't, but I want to, you know, I want to get on the field. It's that same thing, like just that drive. And I love Karev and her just sitting there. Wait, I'm supposed to be, we supposed to be doing that. Like what, you know?
Well, and I thought it was really cute how Jackson handled it. Like he didn't get mad at her. He understood and he was very gentle about it. And I feel like they have such a better way of communicating with each other because for a while
this baby is bringing them together.
I was so not having that couple. It used to frustrate
you're starting
me
to fill it around
episode.
Again.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's in a much better place.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, she's letting him in a little bit more and a lot of that back and forth. And I think she's just really starting to come, it's all starting to come together for her exactly what she wants. I feel like she got confused there for a little while.
And I'm annoyed with where's her family? Where's those redheads?
And she won't call them. No, remember her mom already came and needed to go back to work. So,
okay.
So that's what she's...
Not just like her sisters.
No, but that's really cute. And she, you know, she was having all the nurses watch the baby so she could go and
check
out all the surgeries.
Yeah, she's like, I just
want
to see the baby. They're, look, it's a new baby. No, you're just trying to get away with it. So you can spend some time on in a hospital and help people perform all the miracles that you need to. I love the fact that this is a little. I love how Grey's Anatomy does this. The baby, the daughter Kara from the funeral procession. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that it was a little chocolate baby on top of all of that.
A little ethnic baby.
And nobody says anything, but it's there. I love how this Grey's works. I love it because it says a lot about America.
Yeah.
And I love that they added a little chocolate baby on top of that. I was like, that baby is not. That is not a white baby on top of all of that. And there's no dad around either.
No, and I like how they go into kind of the spirituality of things and they get you thinking about what could be medicine and what could be something else. It kind of leaves the question kind of there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go a little further. And I think one of my favorite interactions tonight was between Riggs and Meredith when they talked about the miracle dream.
Yes.
And that just, like, that made me really sad. And it just, you know... got a little emotional then.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, just kind of proves the bond that they have and how they relate to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, you know, it seems like they can help each
other.
And
they have chemistry. So not only do
they...
So some people are bonded by a situation like that, and that's it. And then some people are bonded by chemistry and that.
And just so,
so that's why if they get together, it's going to last longer. I don't think it's going to last if they only had the death of their loved ones in common. But the fact that they have that in common and they have chemistry,
right,
it's on. So you can't have, because one or the other doesn't last, make it last forever. But if you have two things that binds you, because they have that chemistry.
They do, and that's why she should not be ashamed of it.
She's denying it because of her sister.
Don't be embarrassed of it.
Like, and she's not doing anything. Yeah. It's not like her sister only liked him, but it doesn't mean...
There was no time invested. Like, it would suck, but she'll get over it.
She'll get over it.
It's not like she was in love with him and they dated and all that stuff
happened. She has an apple butt, as they said in episode 2. She will find somebody else.
She'll be fine.
Maggie is adorable. I love her.
But I like when she was talking to Amelia and she's like, he said no to you, right?
Yes, exactly. She's like, to all this. Exactly. Wait. Exactly.
All in all, I think it was a really, really great episode.
Yes,
I'm
for sure.
I'm excited to see where it goes. I want to see. I mean, it looks like it's going to, you know, the drama's going to continue.
Yeah.
It's going to continue next week.
It looks like it will. One little note. Yeah, I love the end. After all the heaviness of the funeral family and everything that was going on, Amelia kind of counseling everybody. Mm-hmm. She was kind of, I love that nurturing that Amelia had. And then it got Maggie and Meredith together to really, truly want to, like, you guys listen, you guys speak, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then Maggie was just like, I kind of just want to listen and go out after everything that happened today. I kind of want to just listen and go and get something to eat.
I just want to be in your company. Let's
exactly.
just hang out.
Because I was like, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. Like, right. the love of a family. They're like, wow, we ran into some people who are way more dramatic than we are. I'm exhausted. They were completely exhausted.
It has to be extremely mentally exhausting to deal with
all
that.
Oh, my God. And what a miraculous episode. It was, speaking of miracles, it was just so miraculous, full of miracles. Yeah. I love it.
I mean, is there anything else you want to dive into? I think we kind of went
We went over
through.
Pretty much everything. I'm looking forward to next week, though.
Yeah, we got to do predictions, right?
Yeah, predictions.
Now, you're after Buzz.
Go ahead. Where do you think it's going to go?
Well, I think that Meredith and Riggs are going to get it. I think they're going to get it so good. This hangout, that's what the millennials call it now. No one dates. People just hang out and they're caught up with that. So they're going to definitely get it. And I think Karev is going to continue to feel the after effects of his actions. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to get a little bit more of the storyline of what's going to happen there. And Joe is going to, I feel like she's going to come around and feel the repercussions of not mentioning everything. Kepner, I feel like she's going to be okay with not trying to be so in control of everything and allow Jackson to hire a nanny, because that's what she's meant to do. She's meant to be in a hospital. She's going to heal a little bit more and then be able to be back in a hospital the way she wants to. And let's see, Arizona... can't wait to see Sophia back, too, because I think that's adorable.
Yeah.
And DeLuca and Arizona will make common grounds, and they will live together, and they'll just continue to be a one big, happy, dysfunctional Grey's Anatomy family. And I really want Edwards to find another man.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, that's... For the next episode, I'll keep it there. Bailey will continue to let Warren be the man at home.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, she needs to let up a little bit. So, But that's as far as I can picture the next episode, at least.
Well, I want to see someone kind of take to Joe and really try to befriend her in a kind of mentoring way. I feel like no one's really done that aside from Alex, but that was in such a different way because of their relationship. And I feel bad for her sometimes when I see these scenes and, you know, she's in a room and they're like, oh, you're here. Because she's kind of always in the middle of something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why she kind of has that attitude that she has, that someone needs to kind of try to dig in there a little bit more. And I would like to see that happen this season. I want to see kind of the start of that.
Okay.
But Alex is going to be in the clinic and he's going to be wiping butts and do whatever he has to do down there. And I want to see him do his time.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to not be okay.
That's
and him
jail
to
for
know.
Him. You know that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I want him to know that what, you know, what really understand what it is that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so many times you can say, I'm sorry. You know,
sorry. Alex, come on, get it together.
And yes, Meredith and Riggs are going to get themselves in trouble. Yes! They're going to head back to the parking lot. Like, something's going to go down.
Hopefully they can be in a bed, finally. Come on, guys, get it together. Oh, where's his Airstream? Oh, Owen sold it already. Oh, I'm like, at least get in there.
That's right. Well, where can everyone find you on social media so we can keep this convo going?
Yes, you guys find me at Shannon Bobo on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I will follow back, and I do interact.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all that stuff at Kelly with an IE079. And always follow AfterBuzz. Go to iTunes, YouTube, like us, comment. We do check those. We like to interact. We want to hear what you guys are saying. And we will see you next week.
Yes!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.